Hi friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm Anna and I'm so excited you're here. Last time, we heard about Abraham and God's big promise to him. Abraham trusted God and left his home to follow him. Today, we're going to hear about Abraham's nephew Lot and a very serious story about two cities called Sodom and Gomorrah. We'll learn how God rescued Lot and what this story teaches us about making wise choices. Are you ready? Let's begin! Abraham's nephew Lot had traveled with him to the land of Canaan. But as time passed, there was a problem. Abraham and Lot had so many animals that there wasn't enough land for both of them. Their herders began to argue over the best grazing spots. Abraham, being kind and wise, said to Lot, "Let's not argue. There's plenty of land. You choose where you want to go, and I'll go the other way." Lot looked around. He saw a beautiful valley with lots of water and green grass. It looked perfect for his animals, so he chose to live there. But there was one problem. The valley included the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the people were very wicked and didn't follow God. Lot moved his family near Sodom, and Abraham stayed in Canaan. But God saw the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah and decided to judge the cities. Before doing so, he sent two angels to warn Lot. The angels arrived in Sodom and found Lot sitting at the city gate. Lot welcomed them into his home and gave them a meal. But soon, the people of Sodom surrounded Lot's house and demanded to harm the angels. Lot begged them to leave his guests alone, but they refused. The angels protected Lot and his family by striking the crowd with blindness. Then they told Lot, "Gather your family and leave this city. God is going to destroy it because of its wickedness." Lot hesitated, but the angels took his hand and led him, his wife, and his two daughters out of the city. They warned them, "Run to the mountains and don't look back." As they escaped, God sent fire from the sky to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. The cities were completely wiped out. But something sad happened. Lot's wife disobeyed the angels. She looked back at the city, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Lot and his daughters were safe, but they were very sad about what had happened. What a powerful story! Lot made a choice to live near people who didn't follow God, and it led to trouble for his family. But God is merciful and rescued Lot because of Abraham's prayers. Let's think about some questions. Have you ever made a choice that seemed good at first but wasn't the best in the end? What does this story teach us about listening to God and making wise decisions? How can we pray for others, like Abraham prayed for Lot? Even though the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is serious, it reminds us that God cares about how we live and that He is always ready to help and guide us. Thanks for joining me to hear about Lot and God's rescue from Sodom and Gomorrah. Next time, we'll hear about a very special baby, a baby that brought so much joy to Abraham and Sarah. It's a story about trusting that nothing is impossible for God. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.